RadioSaintPete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews The Grand Budapest Hotel, opening today in area theaters.
Set in the fictional Eastern European country of Zubrowka, Wes Anderson's new film covers a shocking amount of territory in its relatively short 99-minute running time. The main story follows a stolen painting, a prison escape, and dodging a bloodthirsty hitman. Nestled within the cracks is the display of wealth and poverty in 20th century Europe's interwar years, and hints at the rising fascist and National Socialist political movements. These are weighty subjects for the notoriously silly and winsome Wes Anderson. He approaches these issues with his famous deadpan dialogue and cast of familiars instructed in their serious and earnest delivery. The first wrinkle we encounter on the Anderson roller coaster is a flashback setup. However, Anderson takes us three flashbacks deep. We begin in what must be present day of a girl reading a novel called The Grand Budapest Hotel next to a memorial headstone which just says, The Author. Flashback to 1985, The Author, played by Tom Wilkinson, videotapes an interview of how the Grand Budapest Hotel story landed in his lap. Flashback to 1968, now Jude Law, as a younger author, staying at the eponymous hotel, listens intently to the story told by Zero Mustafa, played by F. Murray Abraham, who was the owner of the vast and decaying communist-era expanse. Finally, we jump back to 1932, where the majority of the film occurs with Grand Budapest concierge Gustav H., played by Ralph Fiennes, running a fine-tuned and high-strung resort for Europe's elite clientele. Latching onto his side, the new lobby boy, Zero Mustafa as a young man, played by Tony Revolori, believes in the mission of discreet and anticipatory hotel staff. Gustav, the concierge, maintains a side business alongside his official duties. You will usually find him at night, sharing the bed of one of the hotel's elderly ladies, dousing them with flatteries and attention, the kind they do not receive from neglectful families. He is frequently financially rewarded for his efforts. When his latest 84-year-old paramour, Madame D, played by a heavily made-up Tilda Swinton, turns up murdered, Gustav inherits a priceless painting which Madame's scheming, oily son Dimitri, played by Adrian Brody, is loath to part with, especially to a servant. Dimitri accuses Gustav of murder, which gives us the film's highlight inside a forbidding prison castle. A delightful and unexpected escape sequence, and life on the lam trying to piece together the mystery of Madame D's lost and final will. Recognizable supporting actors from throughout Wes Anderson's previous films drop in and out, including Bill Murray, Jason Schwartzman, Edward Norton, and a handful of others. The very smallest roles here are most likely staffed by a well-known face. The Grand Budapest Hotel belongs to Ralph Fiennes, though. His exuberant and over-the-top bravado, concealing anxious vanity, is another in a long line of leading Anderson men. Think Royal Tenenbaum, or even Mr. Fox from Fantastic Mr. Fox. Using different aspect ratios in each respective flashback, each era has a distinct color palette to follow. The Grand Budapest Hotel in 1932 is awash in vibrant red and orange, while 1968 is more plastic, neon, and stale. 1932 is presented in a boxy square reminiscent of the era, while 1968 is ultra-widescreen, which performs double duty, emphasizing the emptiness and loneliness of what once must have been a spectacular and crowded hotel lobby. The Grand Budapest Hotel does not rank with Anderson's best, which are Rushmore, The Royal Tenenbaums, and Moonrise Kingdom. It will fall somewhere alongside the Darjeeling Limited and The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. Regardless of where folks rank it in the Anderson pantheon, it is a pleasure to once again dive headfirst into another Anderson world. It is truly a pleasure to enjoy the work of such a talented and gifted director. I give The Grand Budapest Hotel 3 out of 4 stars.
The Grand Budapest Hotel is rated R, now playing at Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas, AMC Woodland Square 20, AMC West Shore 14, the Cine Bistro at Hyde Park, AMC Veterans 24, and Regal Citrus Park Stadium 20. Charlie Jewell's film reviews can be found at charliejewell.com. Charlie Jewell, RadioSt. Pete.com's film critic, is a member of the Washington, D.C. Film Critics Association.